At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome to a very special edition of Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker, and we're on the road as I make a special trip around Baseball America, going through Chicago, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Anaheim, and finally San Francisco. Yes, it's the baseball trip to die for. That plus foul or fair. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
How bad are the Los Angeles Angels? My God. On Tuesday night, Shohei Ohtani, the two-way star, put on a show. He hit a pair of three-run home runs, set a career high with 8 RBIs, and guess what? It still wasn't enough for the Angels to win a game. They lose 12-11 to the Royals in 11 innings at home at Angel Stadium. Ohtani became just the 8th player in Angels history to have 8 RBI in a game. And man, these Angels are scuffling. Even with the firing of Joe Maddon, the Angels find themselves in third place in the American League West, 33-38, 11 games out of first place. Just a terrible, terrible situation. And we had such high hopes for the Angels coming into the season with a healthy Trout and, of course, Ohtani, and it has been stinky.
Number two.
No surprise, Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees, the slugger who leads Major League Baseball going into Wednesday with 25 bombs, is the big-time number one vote-getter with more than 1.5 million votes cast. And number two, Mookie Betts from the Dodgers, 1.4 million. Of course, Mookie Betts is hurt. currently, and we'll see how that plays out. But people are voting, the votes are coming in, and the All-Star game, of course, takes place in Los Angeles a week later than normally. But this will be interesting. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the American League, of course, leads first baseman. Jose Altuve leads second baseman in the American League for the Astros. Rafael Devers from the Red Sox leads at third base. And as we go on, Bo Bichette is leading Tim Anderson at shortstop in the American League by about 60,000 votes. We'll see how that figures out. Tim Anderson in second place. As we look at the outfield, we talked about Judge leading the way for all vote getters. Mike Trout is second, 1.2 million. And then George Springer is third for the Blue Jays. And not too far behind him is Giancarlo Stanton from the Yankees. So there you have it, the American League. And catcher Alejandro Kirk for the Blue Jays is running away with it at the catcher spot. When you talk about designated hitter, this is interesting because Shohei Ohtani is in second place in the voting for designated hitter. And then let's go quickly through the National League. Paul Goldschmidt is leading big time over Pete Alonso for the Mets at first base in the National League. Jazz Chisholm is leading at second base for the Miami Marlins. Manny Machado having a great year, out currently with an injury for the Padres at third base. Trey Turner for the Dodgers is leading at shortstop. And then here's the three outfielders. You got Mookie Betts, as we talked about, Ronald Acuna, and Jock Peterson. So those are your three outfielders. Catcher Wilson Contreras from the Cubs. And the designated hitter, Bryce Harper, with a big gap, over a million votes. There you go, a look at the All-Star ballot. Get your votes in. The All-Star game in Los Angeles. Can't wait.
Number three.
Don't look now, but the Cleveland Guardians are tied for first place. You heard it right. Do not adjust this podcast. Somehow, some way, the Guardians have fought their way back and now are in a virtual tie with the Minnesota Twins after Tuesday night's 6-5 comeback victory in 11 innings in Minneapolis. Yes, the Guardians came into the game against the Twins, having beaten the Dodgers in a series on the road in L.A. and winners of 15 of its last 19. And Cleveland continues to win. The victory allowed them to pull dead even against Minnesota atop the American League Central. And man, we got a race. Who would have thought that the, first of all, everybody thought the AL Central belonged to the Chicago White Sox. Then the Twins got off and they were off and running and the Indians were stumbling and bumbling. And man, have they turned it on and continued to win and have pulled even in the Central with the Twins. This is going to be a fun summer to see how this plays out. Everybody still thinks that the White Sox can get back in it. They're not totally out of it. So this could be a three-team race as we hit the summer months in Major League Baseball.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Okay, we all know the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't good, and truthfully, aren't really trying to be all that good. But that does not mean there isn't a reason to watch, at least now. The team finally called up their top prospect, shortstop O'Neill Cruz, after keeping him down on the farm for, let's just say, dubious reasons. And the 6'7 infielder didn't waste any time making his mark. In his debut on Monday, a 12-1 Pirates win, the number 12 prospect in the minors by Baseball Prospectus dazzled, going 2-for-5 with a double and 4 RBI. However, that's not even scratching the surface yet. Standing at third, his teammate Hoy Park hit a fly ball to shallow left field, and Cruz scampered home at a blistering speed of 31.5 feet per second. 30 is considered elite speed. In fact, he posted the three fastest sprint speeds by any Pirate this season in his debut. The double he crushed to center field in the third inning came off the bat at 112.9 miles per hour and was hit so hard, even his elite speed couldn't stop him from being thrown out at third. That exit velocity, by the way, the hardest hit ball by a Pirate this year. And finally, Cruz fielded a ground ball from Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras in the second inning and threw a 96.7 mile per hour rocket to first base, the hardest throw by an infielder in the entire big leagues this season by over 2 full miles per hour. Now the Pirates, yeah, they're a tough watch, but O'Neill Cruz looks like he's going to be a reason to tune in.
And what's that? That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Yankees ace Gerrit Cole has been dominant since his name was at the center of the sticky stuff controversy that led to MLB banning the use of spider tack. JR, is it foul or fair to say that Cole has made everyone who accused him of gaining an illegal advantage look like straight Yankee haters with his recent Cy Young performances?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Remember when there was all this controversy early in the season about pitchers using sticky stuff on the baseball to increase spin rates and movement and gain an unfair advantage? And everybody went crazy. MLB even implemented a dopey rule where the umpires checked the pitcher's hands and hat and glove and head, shoulders, knees and toes. Well, you get the idea. They had us thinking sticky stuff, spider tack, was like a PED or a dangerous chemical agent. This is serious. We can make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Too much spider tack is dangerous. Around the same time as the sticky stuff got banned, Yankees ace Gerrit Cole wasn't his usual dominant self. And people started attributing his rough patches to the fact that he basically couldn't cheat anymore, which is disrespectful to a guy of his skill set. In fact, when Josh Donaldson of Jackie fame was on another team, surprise, he called out the decline in Cole's spin rate numbers to insinuate that the crackdown on spider tack would be Cole's kryptonite. Well, fast forward to the Yankees' 50th win of this 2022 season, behind Cole, who took a no-hitter into the eighth inning and finished a 4-2 Yankees win over Tampa with his 20th game of 12 or more Ks since 2018. It's the most in the majors, six ahead of Jacob DeGrom's 14. He's also been a true ace for the Yankees, a 6-1 record, and leads the league with 14 starts. His 103 Ks in 81 innings, another damn example of how nice Gerrit Cole is. That sticky stuff controversy seems pretty silly now. Gerrit Cole has proved he doesn't need an unfair advantage of any kind to be dominant. And the Rays, who some people call the Yankees' arch nemesis for AL East supremacy, they don't want to see Cole because he owns them too.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
All right, Rob, it's a brand new week, so we start things off on Friday night with the Miami Marlins taking on the New York Mets, and Sandy Alcantara is the Friday night starter in this one. He's got a 7-2 record, 172 ERA. I'll tell you what, Rob, he's probably the Cy Young favorite right now in the National League, so I'm going to take Alcantara and the Miami Marlins in this affair against the New York Mets, despite the fact that New York's been playing lights out so far this season. Another one that should be a dandy, Luis Severino versus Justin Verlander in the pitching matchup. Astros in New York against the Yankees. Severino 4-1 with a 3.27 ERA, and Verlander 8-3, 2.30 ERA. What a bounce back season for him after an injury. I'm going to take Houston to take this one on a Friday night. And then, of course, you got to go out west. A couple games of note, one of them San Francisco and Cincinnati, Padres and Phillies. That'll be a great one. But I'm going to go with the Giants at home against the lowly Reds. San Francisco has been playing some decent ball. Not as good as they were last season when they won the National League West, but nevertheless, the Reds have just been brutal. So I'm going to take San Francisco in this one. So the Giants, Marlins, and the Astros, couple of teams that are dogs. But either way, we got them.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast. He is a baseball columnist for Newsday in New York, a friend of mine, a former coworker, Mr. Dave Lennon. Dave, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Good, Rob. How are you doing these days, man?
Man, life is good. Not as good as baseball in New York, I got to say that. That's why I'm checking in with you. Things are rolling in New York. Let's start with the Metropolitan. And what's going right for the Mets?
Rob, just about everything. You know, nobody recognizes these Mets. You know, and when I say everything, I should put a disclaimer and say that, you know, this is a Mets team that has been without Jacob DeGrom, you know, all season, obviously. And also the past month, without Max Scherzer, you know, and it really hasn't slowed them down. You know, they did a great job with their offseason acquisitions. They brought in some guys with varying skills, you know, different talents that complement each other, whether it's a Starling Marte, you know, whether it's Canna, you know, it's just been a group that's just blended together so well. You know, the rotation has pitched well in those guys' absence. The bullpen has done a decent job. And the lineup is really the key here. You know, the lineup has just been, you know, they were number one in runs the other day, despite only being like middle of the pack in home runs. So they're just great at manufacturing runs, showing a lot of balance, and they're just showing a lot of different ways to win games.
How about Buck Showalter, Walter? How much credit does he get? You know, the Mets go out, they go up for a veteran manager when the trend had been really Dave, to bring in, you know, unproven guys or guys with no experience and taking the lead from the front office, and you bring in an old dog. How much credit should we give Buck?
He's been a huge part of it, Rob. I mean, Buck, as you know, he's been managing for the past 30 or so years for winning teams. And I think with the Mets, they really kind of needed that rudder, you know? I mean, they went through Mickey Callaway, which we know that the deal with him at this point. You know, Louis Rojas, who I think is a very smart baseball guy, but he had to be rushed in to replace Carlos Beltran, who was going to be another first-timer before he was let go, before he even managed a game because of his involvement in the Astros cheating scandal. So they really needed an established guy that they could look upon. And it's kind of like having an adult in the room now, Rob, because you have the younger guys on the team that, you know, are playing for a manager right now that's not going to, you know, he's not going to put up with the nonsense. You know, they feel like they have to go out there day in and day out. The accountability level just gets ratcheted up when you have somebody like Buck Showalter there, and they want his approval. You know, they want to do well for a manager like that, and that's a real element here. You know, Buck's a great X's and O's guy. He's a very attention to detail guy. But I think when it comes right down to it, the Mets realize the accountability factor that exists with Buck Showalter there, and that's played a big key.
New York is the baseball capital of the United States right now. Both teams doing real well. What is the buzz like for both teams? I mean, it's been a long, many, many moons since both teams were this good with the summer heading in and baseball in New York.
Yeah, it's funny, Rob, because, you know the Yankees and Mets dynamic here, you know, the big brother, little brother situation. And it's funny that some of the conversation now, and again, it's early, Rob, but you have the fans, you know, people are already looking ahead to what if these two teams face each other in the World Series, you know, just like they did in 2000. And the thing is, the last thing in the world Yankee fans want is to face the Mets again in the World Series because they're expected to win. You know, it's like they can't live with themselves if they lose to the Mets. On the flip side, you have Mets fans saying, we don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series because we want the city to ourselves. We want the spotlight to ourselves if we're in the World Series. So there's already that going back and forth. And, you know, we're still 3 months away or so from that stuff even happening. But it's really playing into the insecurities and the psyche of these different fan bases. So as excited as they are for each of their teams, there's this kind of wary eye of them looking across town at each other, kind of paying attention to what's going on in each place.
Our guest is Dave Lennon. He is a baseball columnist for Newsday in New York, a friend of mine joining us here on Inside the Parker. Let's go around baseball, Dave, and which team are you more surprised at? Is it the San Diego Padres, who somehow, without Fernando Tatis, all year have more wins than the Dodgers when everybody picked the Dodgers to easily win the West? Or is it the Guardians, who are now going into Wednesday night tied for the AL Central? I don't know how they're doing it with tape, string, glue. I have no idea. But which team surprises you the most?
I think it's going to be the Cleveland Guardians, Rob. You know, as much as both teams have been a surprise, I think the Guardians have been less so. I mean, the Padres, listen, they put together a talented team. I mean, I know Tatis got hurt during the offseason and the motorcycle accident. And, you know, missing him is obviously a big loss. But there's talent on that team. I mean, Manny Machado's having an all-world season. You know, they're holding their breath a little bit now, you know, with the ankle sprain. But their pitching staff is good. You know, their bullpen has been good. You know, they have enough offense to do it. So that team has the pieces there. And they always did to be a contender, I thought, you know, despite the Dodgers and the NL West. You look at the Guardians, you know, this is a team that had supposedly kind of given up after they traded Francisco Lindor, you know, to kind of restock some. But they got probably the best player that the average baseball fan has never heard of in Jose Ramirez, you know, was on pace to have more RBIs than games played at this point. Just an RBI machine and also a good player on the defensive side, too. And the other shocker here, Rob, that I think that really applies to the New York media or New York fans here, the guy that the Mets traded for Francisco Lindor and Andrés Giménez, you know, who was a shortstop here but is playing second base for them. He has better numbers than Francisco Lindor. You know,
wow.
He's hitting over 300. He's got a better OPS. So that's kind of been the shocker, and everybody's kind of like, man, you know, we just gave this huge contract to Francisco Lindor, you know, $300 plus, $341 million, higher paid than Tatis, and the guy we traded is turning into a better offensive player, so it's kind of a head-scratcher. But Jimenez is on his way to being an all-star, and he's been a nice, you know, combo there with Ramirez and really kind of helped rebuild that offense. As they're making a run for it, it's helped in the Central with the White Sox falling apart. And, you know, the Twins are doing better than I expected to see them do, too. But to see the Guardians catch them, really, I think, has been the underdog story of the year so far.
Last thing, we have big expectations and hopes, you know, as baseball fans, and we love the game, Dave, to see, you know, the Angels with Trout and Ohtani, and maybe, you know, making a Joe Madden was the manager, and maybe they would make a run in the playoffs. We see those guys in October. This thing has crashed and burned. Ohtani on Tuesday had 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and they still lost. Are they, is it done? Are they done?
I think they're done, Rob. I mean, when they came to New York to play the Yankees, they scored 3 runs in 3 games. And when I saw that happen, I'm like, wait a minute. And this was kind of at the maybe middle third of their losing streak, at the 14-game losing streak. And I was like, something's not right here. And then you saw Ohtani get bombed again by the Yankees. You know, his last visit in here, they shelled him. So it didn't look right. You know, Madden was kind of scrambling. You know, you saw him kind of losing the team a little bit. Lo and behold, you know, a week later, he's fired and never to try to right the ship. But it's kind of same old Angels here, which is shocking. You know, they have two of the best players in baseball, like you mentioned, in Trout and Ohtani. Trout's the best player in the universe, everybody considers. And then he went through one of his worst offensive stretches. So I don't know how they right the ship there. Things just seem a little bit off. You know, maybe they can have a little bit of a bounce. But I'm not seeing it. You know, they just didn't look right when I saw them here in New York, and they really just haven't looked right throughout. For whatever reason, they just can't pull it together.
No doubt. I'm with you, Dave. His name is Dave Lennon. Check out his stuff at Newsday, newsday.com, a good buddy of mine. I appreciate you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Rob. Have a good one.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 955 why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL happened on Monday when I made a pit stop. I was on my way to Cincinnati for the Dodgers-Reds game on Tuesday night, but I stopped off in Louisville, Kentucky, downtown, and I went to the Louisville Slugger Factory and Museum, and unbelievable. It started in 1855 and have been making bats since the very beginning of baseball in this country, and they still make bats. I had a private tour behind the scenes. It was amazing to find out how they made the bats. And also, I got a chance to swing a bat that was the model for Jackie Robinson. What a thrill that was to pick up a bat. He had 3 different models there that they used to, before computers used to make his bats. And also, another part was we got to see the metal plates that put in the players' signatures. So there was signatures on these metal plates for Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson, Derek Jeter. Pretty amazing. And probably the neatest thing is I got to swing Daryl Strawberry's bat and his weight. And I held it like he does, left-handed, and got some cuts in. Man, what a thrill. This is for your bucket list. If you love baseball, you got to get to Louisville, Kentucky, to go to the Louisville Museum and Factory right there in downtown Louisville. It was amazing.
in the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.